Dr. John Lott. He's written a number of books. The one that we've talked with him about many, many times is, of course, More Guns, Less Crime. He's a Fox News contributor as well. He's joining me on the Stevens Roofing Newsmaker Hotline. John, great to have you back on the show. Thank you for your time.
Oh, great to talk to you again.
So when you hear the comments from the officials in the wake of this decision, what are your first thoughts?
Well, I mean, I think it's there's so much that's gone on in terms of these other cases, whether it be Ferguson or Trayvon Martin, cases that I think really were unjustifiably used to attack the way the system was working. That almost anything that happens now is kind of, you know, generates anger where it shouldn't as much. You know, in this case, you know, I've watched the tape a few times. The person wasn't using a chokehold. He was trying to restrain him. His arm was around the neck, but there are technical differences that are there that I don't think most people understand what's going on. I mean, it'd be interesting for me to go and actually read the grand jury decision before I come out and make any decision.
I think that's wise for everybody, because there were twenty-two civilian witnesses that testified there, plus the video evidence. We're not sure what the DA asked for in terms of an indictment. If they even asked for a lesser charge, we don't know. But clearly, looking at that tape, the police, in my view, could have backed off a little bit, got off of him when he said, "I can't breathe," and given the guy a chance to kind of recover. I don't think there's any similarity between this one and Ferguson, do you?
Well, I mean, the Ferguson one, I think, is very clear.
Yeah.
In that case, you have someone where the evidence is pretty incontrovertible.
Right.
Had gone and, first of all, attacked the police officer.
Tried to take his gun.
Had gotten into his car. I mean, it's hard to think of any reason why a police officer would supposedly go and grab someone, try to pull him in through the window of his car.
Right.
That was there. And to have Michael Brown's DNA on Officer Wilson's gun there, to have his blood inside the vehicle there,
right,
on the driver's side, you know, it's just, it's very difficult to explain that as anything other than Brown attacking the police officer.
But in this case, this is a totally different deal. What happened with this guy in New York City? This, you know, but there are those, for political purposes or whatever, that are trying to link the two together and saying we have a problem with race and police in this country, and they're saying it that way.
Right. Look, people can go to our website at crimeresearch.org. I have some information there about just how difficult of a job police have. You look at assaults on police officers in the last, you're going to have something around 50,000 a year.
Oh, yeah.
The rate of assaults for police officers in the United States is about 9,300 per 100,000. Just to give you an idea, the rates of assaults in the United States in general is about 229. That's 41 times more frequently police officers are assaulted on the job. And to go and look at the responses that are here generally, you know, it's whether you look at it in terms of justifiable homicides, you're talking about much fewer than 1% of the assaults of police officers result in any type of, you know, death of the attackers that are there.
Yeah.
And it's, so, you know, it's, I would go and argue in the vast majority of cases that the police officers are behaving extremely well. That doesn't mean that in every single case they're behaving perfectly.
Or in this one they did. You know, this one, you know, there's a lot of questions about this.
Right. Well, I'm just saying I would want to read the grand jury.
Right. Have a fuller understanding, sure.
Before I come and do that, I guess the thing is, these other cases have been exaggerated and been put into, you know, I don't think the facts even matter.
Yeah.
In these other cases.
Yeah, that's a shame, because a lot of times we do that. We rush to judgment. We don't consider the facts. John Lott, who is the author of More Guns, Less Crime, and a Fox News contributor. Thank you, John. Appreciate you being back on the show.